Praise the Lord. Welcome back. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q, lead pastor here at Reach Chapel Church of God. So thankful that you are listening in, watching in this morning. We've got a wonderful devotional verse for today, Psalms 143 and verse 8. Psalms 143 and verse 8 kind of piggybacks on yesterday's devotional. So let's get right into it. Verse 8 says, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift my soul unto thee." So here we see, this is a psalm of King David, and he's really, just praying to the Lord, saying, you know, the context of this is, hear my prayer, O God. The verse above in verse 7, it says, my spirit faileth, right? God says that he will draw near to a broken and contrite heart, right? And so it's this brokenness before the Lord, this knowing that you have an inability to change the circumstances, and you need God's help, who has the ability. Notice he is asking God to do things for him here. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness. A lot of times people say, God is this, God is that. Why isn't God doing this? Why isn't God doing that? But in reality, God is moving all around us, but our hearts are too prideful to recognize his voice, his ways, right? It says they are higher than our ways. Who can know the Lord? But we have the mind of Christ. If you are in Christ, just the opposite. Though God draws near to a broken and contrite heart and spirit, he rejects the proud. And so if you feel like you might be, God isn't hearing your prayers, or you're feeling rejected from God, well, really examine yourself. Are you going to him saying, you better do this, this, and this, or I'm not going to believe in you? Or are you going to him saying, God, you're the only one that can change this circumstance that I'm in. Please help me, you know. And notice that, cause me, you know, David is asking God to change him, not necessarily his circumstance. He does want deliverance from his circumstance, but the core of this passage here is, God, change me, cause me. Notice the focus is on our hearts, our spirits. We need to have a repentant heart, knowing that we're deceitfully wicked. We have gone astray. We need God to help us line up with his will. Because a lot of times we get mixed up with our own will. We pray our own will, hoping God will meet our will, right? But that's not the truth. The Bible calls that praying amiss. So we can consume it upon our own lust. The proper way to pray is just like Jesus prayed, Father, thy will be done, his will be done. And so we read here, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift my soul unto thee. So two things David wants God to do here. He wants him to help his hearing, right? Cause me, right, to hear thy loving kindness. God is always offering his loving kindness, his voice, his instructions. A lot of times in the morning, right? That's why Over and over again in the Bible, we're instructed to get up and pray first before we do anything else. And that's healthy for a disciple of Jesus, a believer of Jesus, to get up. And that's what we see Jesus doing, rising early in the morning to hear from God or to cry out to God because we need him. We are too frail. We are just made of the dirt. We are the creation. We are not the creator. And so he's asking God here to let him hear God's loving kindness. And also he says, cause me to know which way I should go. Right? God, what do I do in this situation? Where do I go? And we pray to God. And if we're truly genuine, God will give us a peace that passes all understanding when choosing to go this way or that way. Obviously, piggybacking on yesterday's devotional, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But that obviously, you know, it's not really like God should, he doesn't tell us in Scripture per se, like in this word right here, should I take this job or that job? You're not going to find that in here, right? But we know that if we cry out to the Lord with a contrite and broken heart, broken spirit, that he will hear us. He draws near to the humble, but he rejects the proud. So if you feel any rejection from God this morning, just get all that pride off. Take responsibility for your sins, for your frailty, for your inability. Those are all good to confess and admit as a Christian. Don't be stubborn. Don't be prideful. Don't act like you've got it under control. That's the thing. We have to give our control over to God, over to the Creator, who truly can change circumstances and situations in our life that we are unable to, right? Cry out to the Lord this morning, right, to hear his loving kindness and so that he can show you, right, cause me to know the way that I should walk in. And ultimately, he says, I lift up my soul unto thee. That's the gospel right there. Your soul is headed for a certain hell because of your crimes against God. Lift your soul up to the Lord. Ask for forgiveness. Repent of your sins. Cry out for your infirmities and your weaknesses. And God is trustworthy, right, to give you a word of loving kindness. Jesus paid it all for you. He is faithful to show you the way to go. Down there in the next verse, it says, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good, God's spirit. Lead me into the land of uprightness, right? And so I pray that for you this morning, that God would just give you a word of loving kindness and show you the way to go, right? Where you should walk. So God bless this morning. Bless you this morning. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q. And we will take a Sabbath tomorrow. And then you'll see a message, Sunday service message on Sunday. And then we'll be back Monday. Bless you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. Love you so much and see you soon.